Okay, so I need to start today with a confession. I know it's a weird way to start and it's not what you're expecting, but look, I trust that this is a safe space, okay? I am terrible, and I mean terrible, at video games. Okay, I feel a lot better. And I know that some of you are probably already judging me for that, and that's okay, it's fine. I know you've been gaming since 2012, and I get it. You can beat anyone at any sports game with your eyes closed. That's cool, that's great. You can build a mine, or whatever you craft in that game, in your sleep. And you might even be varsity on your school's esports team. Me? I'm holding a 5-game losing streak on 2K. I know, it's pretty impressive. It's just not my thing. And don't get me wrong, I love playing video games, but I can't stand putting in the actual work to get better at them. I was a figure skater and a musician in high school, so I do genuinely understand the power of practice. But when it comes to video games, I just can't bring myself to do the skill games or the practice exercises or put in the hours to become elite. Instead, I just jump into a game whenever I feel like it or I can, and then I just get absolutely wrecked by someone who has had the time to have serious screen time with that game. And genuinely, you just probably have a serious screen time problem, or at least that's what I tell myself to feel better about it when I lose. So anyways, look, here's what I know. If you want to get better at something, you should probably practice. And here's what else I know. A lot of us don't like practice. Extra conditioning at the end of baseball practice? Not for us. Reviewing the study guide before a big test? I don't want to do it. Carrying the tuba through another song for marching band? Are you kidding me? It's so heavy. Getting up early to practice coding so we can get into the engineering school of our dreams? Sleep is so important and I don't really want to do it. I get it. Practice isn't always our favorite thing. But what if practice is the key to some of the best things in life? Practice often leads to developing greater skills, achieving more of what you want in life, and even getting the results that you're hoping for. It's the thousands of hours you put in behind the scenes that someday help you be successful when you finally get the opportunity you've been waiting for. And it's how you have a better chance of getting into your dream school. It's how you become ready to make the team. And it's how you're able to design the app that changes everything for everyone. It's how you acquire the skills to write that book you've always dreamed of writing. And practicing and putting in the work are the ways that humans develop their skills and achieve their goals. Believe it or not, practice is also how you can see God more clearly in your everyday life. But let's be clear. Putting in work is not what causes God to love you more or give you more blessings. That's just not how it works. The good news is that God loves you and is with you always. But in this series, we're talking about how to see God in our everyday lives. And just like any other skill, becoming more aware of how God is working in your life, other people, and the world around you takes practice. And like any other practice, building the skill of looking for God takes discipline, time, and effort. And honestly, it can even be boring sometimes. Practicing looking for God is not something that comes naturally at first. And just a reminder, when we talk about looking for God, we are really talking about where we see God's Spirit at work. And usually it looks like the fruit of the Spirit. Maybe you've heard of them. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And let's be honest, we're too busy, too distracted, and surrounded by noise to be super tuned in to God's Spirit at work around us. And that's normal. But if we get intentional about the kind of practice we're talking about today, maybe we can build the skill it takes to be more aware of God in our everyday lives. And just to get us on the same page, when we talk about practice as a part of our faith, here's what we mean. Practice is intentionally scheduling time to reflect on and look forward to seeing God at work all around you. And now you may be thinking, isn't that why I'm at church right now? You aren't wrong. Church is one place we gather to practice this. But if we really want to connect with God, we need to practice looking for God every single day, not just one time a week. And to be fair, it can be really easy to only engage spiritually when you're with other friends who also follow Jesus. This happens for a couple of reasons. One, we're intimidated by the idea of practicing spirituality alone. Maybe we're cool with prayer, scripture reading, talking about God when we're at church. But it could be that we're asking ourselves, what do we say when we pray? The Bible is weird sometimes. How do we know if we're doing it all right? Or we've tried spiritual practices once and they didn't work. Maybe we fell asleep praying or reading our Bible. Or we prayed and we didn't get the answer that we wanted. Or we kept trying spiritual practices, but nothing in our life really changed. And we wondered, shouldn't we feel something, anything? The last reason most of us don't prefer practice is because simply nobody has time for that. School, sports, band practices, chores, and all of our social activities with our friends. When do you just have a minute to chill? And wouldn't you rather be zoning out on social media than engaging in anything else? We've all been there. And I mean that, we've all been there. If you haven't engaged in spiritual habits for any of these reasons or other ones, there is no judgment, and I mean that. We all struggle sometimes to invest in things that we care about, especially if we don't feel successful at them at first. But what if we could start to build better habits around looking for God in our everyday lives? What if we could build confidence as we practice spiritual habits and be okay when it doesn't go as planned? What if we can grow in our awareness to God and connection with God? Okay, if you're anything like me, then before you even start considering this, you might be wondering, why in the world would I do this? Why is this worth my time? Maybe you're wondering why practices like prayer, reading the Bible, connecting with other Jesus followers, or serving other people are even something we should do. Well, this whole idea goes back to the very beginning of Christianity. In fact, the only reason we practice spending time in God's presence through things like prayer, worship, scripture, and other spiritual practices is because Jesus did it. And one of Jesus' friends named Matthew actually wrote about this in his record of Jesus' life. And we call this the book of Matthew today, and toward the beginning of Matthew, he writes this. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." This seemed to be a pretty regular habit for Jesus. All throughout the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all document Jesus' life, we see him waking up early to pray, hiking up a mountain to spend some time with God, or escaping from the massive crowds to spend time alone in prayer. Jesus set an example of spiritual practices. We see him praying, spending time alone with God, and even talking about the scriptures in the temple as a 12-year-old. And in this series, we're talking about how to see God at work in our everyday lives. And we do this by paying attention to the fruit or the evidence of God's Spirit, which is God's power and presence around us. We look for examples of things like joy, and peace, and love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in the world around us. And when we see them, we can be confident that we're seeing God. But being aware of the fruit of the Spirit takes practice. The more we practice connecting with God and becoming like Jesus, the more we'll build a habit of seeing God at work. Think about it in the way that athletes develop muscle memory. Professional athletes swim laps, hit off tees, shoot free throws endlessly, and run the same plays over and over again to build the skills they need to perform in the games. And what's incredible is that by the time they're in the moment of the big game, they've practiced the skills necessary to succeed thousands of times. Making the shot, hitting the home run, or sticking the landing is something that almost comes naturally to them because of how much they've practiced. And sometimes, I wonder if seeing God might work the same way. When we spend time following Jesus' example and practicing habits of prayer, hearing from God through reading scripture, talking with others about God, and living for God, seeing God's Spirit at work becomes a more consistent part of our everyday lives. And when we start recognizing how the God we read about in the Bible is still working in the world today, we start becoming more aware of how God is working in our lives, even when we can't see God tangibly. We start understanding how serving others is a great way to experience the fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, and kindness. Will we ever perfect spiritual practices to the point that we never miss a day, or never get bored during prayer, or our minds never wander while reading the Bible? No, of course not. And that isn't the point. See, if we want to grow our skill of seeing God at work in our lives, in other people, in the world around us, we prioritize spiritual practices. We have to understand that practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes progress. And this is why intentionally scheduling time to reflect on and look forward to seeing God at work all around you is so important. So where in the world do we even begin? First, let's practice practicing. How about we look at an example of what practice can look like? We're gonna look at three steps you can take to kind of mix these practices into your everyday life. I have this handy dandy whiteboard to kind of walk us through it. First, you wanna pick a time, and seriously, just start there. What is going to be the most convenient time for you to spend time seeing God? I usually like to start my day with either doing some sort of practice like praying, reading my Bible, or journaling about my life so that I can see the ways I see God working. Now, here's what you have to know. There is no perfect time except for the one that you pick, the one that works best in your schedule. So pick a time and over the next 5 days, try to stick with it. This won't be long enough to master the habit, but it will be the encouragement that you need to stick with it for at least the rest of the month. Okay, so that's the first step. The second step is decide what you're gonna do. Again, don't overthink this, just pick something. Like I said, I like to either pray, journal, or read my Bible. Maybe for you, it could be a prayer walk, maybe it's starting your day off with worship music while you write in your journal, or it's just praying on your way back from school. It's totally up to you. For me, it's making some coffee and doing one of the three practices that I mentioned before. Just choose whatever you wanna start your day with and do it at the time that you pick. Now your habits can change and look different over time. So maybe you start by wanting to read. And then after a while, you start wanting to move into journaling. That's great. And then maybe you want to add in a time of prayer. As it develops, that's okay. Just try to stick with it. And for now, start simple with whatever practice helps you to see God more clearly. And the last step is to be kind to yourself if you miss. It's easy to feel guilty if you skip a day or if your new practice doesn't go as planned. There is no need to get upset at yourself for this. We get distracted. Life happens. And sometimes we just can't sit still or in silence. And I get it. I've most definitely been there, but just let the moment pass and pick another time in the day or the next day to come back to the practice you decided to do. You have to remember, there is no stress if you have to reschedule or approach differently. There are plenty of opportunities to look for God throughout your day. And remember, this kind of practice isn't about perfection. This kind of practice is about making progress. This week, I want to encourage you to give practice a try. Practice hearing from God by reading the Bible, praying to God, or talking with others about God and living for God by following the example of Jesus. This might look like 5 minutes of silently journaling after you read scripture, or it could be talking to God about all the ways you see God at the end of every day. No matter what it looks like for you, the more you practice, the more aware you will become of God at work in your life, others, and the world around you. And practicing connecting with God in these ways will help you see God every day, and I mean that. Imagine if practicing prayer helped you see God working in your own life. Imagine if spending time silently paying attention to God's presence helped you become more aware of God throughout your day. Imagine if reading scripture helped you to see God more clearly working on your school campus. Practice makes progress when it comes to building the skill of looking for God daily. And practice helps you see God. So when you head to groups, think about your answer to this question. What is one way you want to include spiritual practices in your routine this week?